There are lots of cassette cartoon collections around, but for the most part, they're random gatherings aimed at undiscriminating children or adults looking for a hit of instant nostalgia. But as its title suggests, Bugs and Daffy, the wartime cartoons, is something different. This tape offers 11 Warner Brothers cartoons made in the 40s, just before and during World War II. Intended as propaganda, these cartoons communicate derision, impudence, and aggressive bad taste. They are, in short, wonderful. That's Mel Blanc doing an impersonation of Adolf Hitler in a cartoon called Russian Rhapsody. Midway through that speech, a sign appears on the screen that reads, "Silly, isn't he?" What strikes you about these cartoons, aside from the brilliantly casual artistry of their animation, is that unlike the dramas and musicals made during this period, cartoons were free to be something more than flag-waving morale boosters. Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck could enact the fear and contempt people felt for Hitler. Cartoon directors such as Chuck Jones, Bob Clampett, and the anarchic Frank Tashlin were let loose, their ids were uncorked, and they came up with stuff like Hada Mari, a German spy who lifts her skirt to reveal a swastika sewn to her garter belt. It's tasteless and sexy and scary all at the same time. In a cartoon called Drafty Daffy, our favorite duck scans the morning paper for the news of the day and then breaks into song.
U.S. Army announces a smashing frontal attack on enemy rear. A smashing frontal attack on enemy rear? Hooray! Oh, hooray for the red, white, and blue! Oh, hooray for the red, white, and blue! A Yankee doodle went to town a-riding on a pony, like Teddy did at San Juan Hill, and this is no baloney. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was there to do the things I might...
There are a lot of good new video cassette releases around just now. There's Eight Men Out, director John Sayles' baseball movie about the Black Sox scandal of 1919. Sayles takes his history so seriously that he impedes a lot of the baseball action, but it must be a good movie because I couldn't care less about our national pastime and I was still caught up in the story. And there's Tucker, The Man and His Dream. No, it's not the story of my life. It's the story of pioneering automobile maker Preston Tucker. It stars Jeff Bridges in the title role. Martin Landau snagged an Oscar nomination for his work, and the film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.